Okay, now. Cooper, ready to beat. This 1937, eh? When I went to talk with the Lord for a while, I heard a voice in my soul. It's not always Jesus appearing to her, but this inner voice. So very be careful, eh? Don't take all the inner voice as if God's voice. Sometimes the evil spirit can also give you some ideas, funny ideas, and then you think everything is God. So very important is the spiritual director. You have to be humble enough to let him know. If he say no, just kept. Otherwise, no, this my Jesus, not you. Be careful. This is so all the time so sinners yearning for spiritual director, that's the meaning. Because she, not many people agree with her, you know, there's also another problem. So if the spiritual director is discerned. When I went to talk with the Lord for a while, I heard a voice in my soul. My, I will not give you the grace to reveal yourself to someone else. And even if you did, bear yourself. I will not give that priest the grace needed to understand you. That means you want to, so many things to communicate, but that priest is not decided by Jesus to that she can reveal. So she might want to express and then she can release her anxiety. No, you have to keep it until the priest come. At this time, it is my desire that you put up with yourself patiently. My daughter, it is not my will that you should tell everybody about the gifts I have granted you. I have entrusted you to the care of the friend of my heart and turned his direction. Your soul will bloom. I have given him light to recognize my life in your soul. So both are chosen. The spiritual director are chosen. She is chosen. My daughter, when I was before Herod, I obtained the grace for you at the time. Eh? Namely, that you would be able to rise above human scorn and follow faithfully in my footsteps. Be silent when they do not want to acknowledge your truth, because it is then that you speak more eloquently. Is it that you speak? Note that, my daughter, if you strive for perfection, you will sanctify many souls. And if you do not strive for sanctity, by the same token, many souls will remain imperfect. Note that their profession will depend on your profession, and the greater part of the responsibility for these souls will fall on you. It's very important. Eh? Many things also dependent on us also, our relatives, friends, even special grace. So you have to live it up. If you follow Jesus, they will follow Jesus. If you do not follow Jesus, they will follow other things. So it's very important. Eh? Then he said to me, "Do not fear, my child, but remain faithful only to my grace." Because at times, loneliness, nobody understands. And Jesus is patient. Satan has submitted to me that I am the object of his hatred. If you decide to be close to the Lord, you're hated by Satan. He said that 1,000 souls do less harm than you do when you speak of the great mercy of the Almighty One. If more people believe in divine mercy, less grace. No, sorry. More grace for people, and then less influence from the evil spirit. The greatest sinners regain confidence and return to God, and I lose everything, the devil says. But what is more, you persecute me personally with that unfathomable mercy of the Almighty One. If we trust in the divine mercy, Jesus will help us to go against the evil spirit. May I meet? I took notes of the great hatred Satan has for the mercy of God. That's why it took so many years that this divine mercy become openly, you know, accepted in the church. Matthew 37 until 2000, only by the time of John Paul II, and even when he said these things, still so many bright theologians, they say, no, come on. Then many bishops, cardinals. Of course, this doesn't need the cardinal to approve, but you can imagine. That's why our feast is cross-plagued only. Still called Second Sunday of Easter and cross-plagued Divine Mercy Sunday. Not put in Divine Sunday and cross-plagued Second Sunday of Easter. What they say, you know, I mean, the theology is a main theme is Jesus. So this Divine Mercy is only a title, so they don't take it so seriously. But for, according to her, trust in the love of God is most important. Whether close bracket or no close bracket is not important, but we have to bear in mind. It is not want to acknowledge that God is good. Simple. Simply, the evil spirit doesn't believe in goodness of God. They give us a wrong image. God is the judge. God is a policeman. God is one to give you penance. All these things. Not God is love. God is Father. The evil spirit can accept this. June 29, 1937. During breakfast today, Father Andres greeted the whole community by telephone. He is already back from Rome, and this very afternoon he came to see us. The professed sisters, the novices, and both groups of students assembled in the quadrangle, the girls' playground in front of the building, and waited for our dear father. The children welcomed him with songs and poems, and then we asked him to tell us about Rome and the many beautiful things he had seen there. He spoke for over 2 hours, and because of this, there was no time left to talk in private. She's yearning to talk to him, no? Today, my soul entered into close union with the Lord. He made known to me how I should always abandon myself to His holy will. Though many times you want this, that, time doesn't give you no allowance. That's in one moment, I can give you more than you are able to desire, Jesus says. Don't worry, at times your anxiety, why Jesus, don't give me the time, the opportunity. Don't worry. If time comes, June 30th, 1937, today the Lord said to me, I wanted to exalt this congregation many times, but I am unable to do so because of its pride. Know, my daughter, that I do not grant my graces to proud souls, and I even take away from them the graces I have granted. So, pride is one of the hindrances for our coming close to the Lord. Most of us, this is our original sin, pride. Today, Sister Jolanta asked me to make an agreement with her. She will pray for me, and I am to pray for the girls in her class in Vilnius. As for me, I always pray for our work, but I have resolved to pray for the class in Vilnius for 2 months. And Sister Jolanda will say three Hail Mary to the incarnate word every day for the intention that I might profit from God's grace. Our friendship has deepened. So, mutual, you pray for my intention, I pray for another intention. This July 1st, 1937, the month of July. Today, during the Angelus, the Lord gave me an understanding of God's incomprehensible love for people. It was up His very Godhead. His only motives are love and a victimless mercy. Though you make known the mystery to us through an angel, you yourself carry it out. In spite of the profound peace my soul is enjoying, I am struggling continuously, and it is often a hard-fought battle for me to walk faithfully along my path. That is the path which the Lord Jesus wants me to follow. And my path is to be faithful to the will of God in all things and at all times, especially by being faithful to inner inspirations in order to be a receptive instrument in God's hands for the carrying out of the work of His faithfulness mercy. July 4th, 1937, first Sunday of the month, monthly retreat. This evening I prepared with great care and prayed long to the Holy Spirit that He might deign to grant me His light and take me under His special guidance. I prayed also to Our Lady, to my guardian angel, and to our patron saints. Fruit of the meditation: whatever Jesus did, He did well. He went along doing good. His manner was full of goodness and mercy. His steps were guided by compassion. Toward His enemies, He showed goodness, kindness, and understanding. And to those in need, help and consolation. This Jesus. It's beautiful. Jesus showed goodness, kindness, understanding to those in need. I've resolved to mirror faithfully these traits of Jesus myself during this month, even if this costs me much. It's not easy to follow Jesus, all His way, His heart, His manner. During adoration, I heard a voice in my soul: these efforts of yours, my daughter, are pleasing to me. They are the delight of my heart. I see every movement of your heart with which you worship me. Particular examine. Continuation of the same: to unite myself with the merciful Christ. For the sake of His sorrowful passion, I will entreat the Heavenly Father for the whole world. A point of the rule: strict observance of silence. So it is also very important. Many times we are living in the marketplace. Even if you don't speak, all around, circle sound disturbed us a lot. Not even sounds, wordings. Now today is the word of WhatsApp. There's no words, no sound. The words, the WhatsApp can also create this kind of disturbances. Some stupid words, some kind of bad intentions at the back, putting you on the fire of hatred, all these things. It happened. The Satan is very clever. Just use little things. Something good inside, something rotten. I must prompt the depth of my being and make them thank God for everything. Uniting myself with Jesus, with Him, in Him, and through Him, I will glory to God. I give glory to God. So that's what we in the mind, we say, for Him, with Him, you too. During the whole day, that's your mass. You do the same, especially things are not happening well in general. Through him, within in him, that's your mass. Oh not, my love, I thank you for these days on which you have allowed me to draw a wealth of graces from the fountain of your unfathomable mercy. Oh Jesus, not only today, but at every moment, I draw from your unfathomable mercy everything that the soul and body could want. Us, and we're given, today the gospel, the leper, will you heal me? I will. Always Jesus. I won't. No, never. Only we say, we won't. Jesus never refuses. Even he said he's not giving you this grace, but he's going to have bigger grace. Always fulfilling us. July 7, 1937, in times of doubt, that is when the soul is weak, let it ask Jesus himself to act. So when you don't know how to act, let Jesus help you to act. Let him act. Don't be stupid and say, no. No, you cannot do it. Jesus, please do it for me. Will you? Ask Jesus, will you? You still said a mass. Will you? Although it knows that it should act by the grace of God, nevertheless, at certain times, it's better for it to leave all action to God. Many times you can do many things. Just the best thing. Not because you don't do it, eh? Try to do it, but you can't. Don't be yourself disappointed. No fear. Jesus here. We have only a little faith. July 15, 1937, once I learned that I was to be transferred to another house. My knowledge of this was purely interiorly. At the same time, I heard a voice in my soul. Do not be afraid, my daughter. It is my will that you should remain here. Human plans will be thwarted, since they must conform to my will. So, it seems the superiors already decided that this be changed to another house. She knows. But Jesus said, no way. I say, you are here. No matter what the superiors decided, is I am the chief commander in chief. I'm commander in chief. Now, we see here later. What? When I was close to the Lord, he said to me, why are you afraid to begin the work which I have commanded you to carry out? I answered, why do you have leave me on my own at such times, Jesus? And why do I not feel your presence? At times you feel lonely, that Jesus is away. My daughter, even though you do not perceive me in the most secret depths of your heart, you still cannot say that I am not there. Or do you say, I don't feel? This is your problem. But I'm there. That's the truth. Many times you say, excuse, I don't see you. So I do my way. Who told you? Jesus said, who told you? You don't feel, doesn't mean I'm not there. I only remove from you the awareness of my presence, and that should not be an obstacle to the carrying out of my will. I do this to achieve my unfathomable ends, which you will know of later on. We don't know many things at the present. So we are so eager to know everything so clear, and then one step by step and step, all the steps you see very clear. At times you look clear and see people. Where are you? My daughter, note without doubt, and once and for all, that only the mortal sin drives me out of a soul and nothing else. If we are mortal sin, Jesus cannot be present. Otherwise, even we knew sins, Jesus is still there. So, make a better man all the times, make good confession. Otherwise, Jesus can be present. You may soon you may have all the opportunities to stay in the church and close to the Lord and do many holy things. But if you still got mortal sin in you and not confessed and not absolved, Jesus cannot be there. Today the Lord said to me, "My daughter, my pleasure and delight, nothing will stop me from granting you graces. What mystery does not hinder my mercy?" My daughter, write that. The greater the mystery of a soul, the greater of its right to my mercy. Your sin more sinful, more grace to you. All souls to trust in the unfathomable abyss of my mercy, because I want to save them all. In the heart of Jesus, all are included. On the cross, the fountain of my mercy was opened wide by the lens of all souls. No one have I excluded. You see, the soldier, the lens, no, pierced his heart. Our sinfulness pierced the soul, pierced the heart of Jesus. And that all the grace is coming from the lens. You know, that's the first time I hear. On the cross, the fountain of my mercy was opened wide, but the lens for all souls are not the open heart is for all souls. It's a sign. Oh Jesus, I want to live in the present moment, to live as if this were the last day of my life. So beautiful, eh? Also, Mother Teresa says the word to the priest, "Let your Mass be the first Mass, as if the first Mass, the unique Mass, the last Mass." And that's for sinners getting the word, the spirit of live every day as if the last day of my life. Do you believe that could be our last day? Or you still another 10, 20 years to go? 30 years until 900 years old. Of course, you might not think this way, but at least tomorrow, that should be for you, no? Last two weeks, after all the funerals, one baby girl, 5 months, died just instantly on the bed. Another gentleman is 65, 60 years old, just died on the bed. The next day, the people find him dead already on the bed. You see, he doesn't know. Many times you think so many plans. You know? That's why Jesus said, "Don't worry about so many things of tomorrow. Enough for you today. The cross is enough for you. Don't worry too much." Oh, Jesus, I want to live in the present moment, to live as if this were the last day of my life. I want to use every moment scrupulously for the greater glory of God, to use every circumstance for the benefit of my soul. I want to look upon everything from the point of view that nothing happens without the will of God. God of unfathomable mercy, embrace the whole world and pour yourself out upon us through the merciful heart of Jesus. On an earlier occasion, in the evening, I saw the Lord Jesus upon the cross. From his hands, feet and side, the most sacred blood was flowing. After some time, Jesus said to me, "All this is for the salvation of souls. Consider well, my daughter, what you are doing for their salvation." I answered, "Jesus, when I look at your suffering, I see that I'm doing next to nothing for the salvation of souls." And the Lord said to me, "No, my daughter, that your silence, day-to-day martyrdom in complete submission to my will, urges many souls to heaven. Even in silence, if you do the will of God in silence, you're helping people to go to heaven. And when it seems to you that your suffering exceeds your strength, contemplate my wounds, and you will rise above human scorn and judgment. Meditation on my passion will help you rise above all things." I understood many things I had been unable to comprehend before. So, enough today. So much wealth. What's the main point? Do you remember? What's the main point that you can learn from Jesus today? Do you remember? You write down what you write down.
Do not be afraid. Remain faithful in my ways. Trust in the love of God. In times of doubt, let God do it for you.
Oh, that.
Don't worry about tomorrow.
Oh, that's very important. Let him do it. As if we are so lazy. I think Jesus is happier that we entrust everything to him. But you have to be a good girl, eh? Good priest. Otherwise, it doesn't work. No. We do our part. We do only 1%. Jesus is doing 99%. His grace is greater than what. So we have to be faithful to our calling and also trust. That's why the word Jesus, I trust in you. We believe, but we don't trust much. You know, I think the difference, belief and trust. Belief that you know. We know many things. But your heart, trust the heart, from the heart. Know is from the.
So belief and trust are different.
I think so. Do you think so? Do you agree? Believe and trust. Believe with the heart. No, trust it with the heart. Believe in the brain.
Believe and I know it the same.
I know it. Huh?
Believe and I know the same.
Yeah. So, we know many things. But we don't trust. So, ask this special grace. It need us grace to trust also. Eh? Not that I trust and trust, I can trust. Not that easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the devil, the Satan is putting you away from why you trust. To yourself, you have the order. You can do on your own. Why you trust? Why you need Jesus? Many times, if you don't do it, you will do it. But Jesus says, without my grace, you can't do anything. Right? So, trust again. It's coming, eh? April. No, first Sunday of. First Sunday of Easter, what day? April 4th is the Easter Sunday.
April 5th,
Easter Sunday. So now this April 12th, isn't it? April 11th. So come for divine mercy. You know, I think ask a special grace. Okay.